Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Yeah, you bet it's time to open. Good morning, you American State Nationals. You're listening to Waking Up in America, and I'm on air with two of my sisters. I have a number of brothers. One of them is Ron Hayes, who does all kinds of research work for us and points us in the right directions to many things. And I have a sister who's Randy Shannon, who's one of the most diversified, beautiful. She's physically a beautiful person. She's spiritually a beautiful person. And she's up to all kinds of special stuff. She's got a lot of guts and courage. What a sister to have. And then I've got another sister that I've had for like 30 years at least. And her name is Beverly Brooke Peterson, and we know her as Lady Rejuvenator. And if you look into your world and you find the people that you really connect with, you create your own family. And you create a family of people that you respect and admire. And I've got Ron on the conference bridge this morning, and I've got Randy Shannon here with us. We're lucky. She's in progress. She should be home shortly. We run around all over the place creating our lives and being very busy with all the stuff that's going on. Each of us think we should probably have 10 or 15 extra pairs of hands to get things done. And we call in from our homes and offices like all over the galaxy to create this program. Like, no kidding. So this morning I always think it's a good thing to start things off with a Pledge of Allegiance. So if you take your hand and put it over your heart, this is a Pledge of Allegiance from 2010 that was put together for this show. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Republics of America, and to the freedom for which we stand, 50 republics under God, one community, indivisible, with peace, opportunity, and prosperity for all. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and basically, folks, the Lord's Prayer means, do not get on your knees, get up off your knees, and go out into the world and get that which is yours. And you know it is yours. It's what you're interested in. It's what you want to know more about. It's what you want to feel more about. It's what makes you maybe the most unhappy and the most happy of anything in the world, because it matters to you. So you want to go out and find this world that matters. And when you start to find that world that matters, you're going to notice that your energy starts to go up. Though I called this particular program Feel Really Good, the truth of the matter is that when you've got all the energy you need, it doesn't matter if you have two heads and 3 feet. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't care that you have three heads and 2 feet. It doesn't matter. None of that really matters, because one of the people that I met years ago, he owned a company called Pinpoint, and Pinpoint was about plumbing. And when there was something wrong with the house and they couldn't find the leak, they called in John from Pinpoint Plumbing. Well, when John arrived at the house, I had the shock of the century waiting for me, because what John was a hunchback with two different arms, one arm coming out in a strange direction, was totally female arm, and then one of the most unusual faces I've ever seen, and another arm that was on the other side that was totally a male arm. And John was not only happy, but he had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend was a knockout. He showed me a picture of her. And I sat there and I talked to her and I said, so what did you get from this reincarnation? You know, because I could tell that anybody that was in this form and this happy had to be a spiritual dude. And he said, just to live and love life. That's how complicated his answer was, to live and love life. You can't say that if you're cut off from flow, okay? If you're cut off from flow, and I get cut off from flow, I'm going to admit it, you know, many times during the day. We're especially in high form when we know we're going to be talking with you, okay? But there are people on this planet. I actually, sometimes, Randy, I heard you go, well, I look at the, about a week or so ago, I looked at something that was called 10 people that you wouldn't believe ever existed. Okay? You should look them up, guys. One of them was supposed to be the ugliest woman in the world. I didn't actually think she was ugly. I thought she was kind of unusual. But guess what? She's happy with herself. She loves herself. And she even gives seminars on loving yourself. So it's all in what we think and feel and what we do with ourselves. And when you can take a product that actually makes you less defensive and you don't have to go to therapy for it. Now, I'm not suggesting you don't do therapy or seminars, because a friend of mine was giving me a very strong argument the other day about, and it was an argument of a victim, like my voice was killing him, something like that. You know, it was a tone of my voice. And I said, you know, I used to actually think like that about 20 years and 100 seminars ago. And it's true. Everything we do is a process, and we move through the process. Well, my sister here, Beverly Brooke Peterson, and my sisters here, Randy Shannon in particular, are people that support life. Randy, let the audience know what you do for a living, besides being a radio star.
My main thing is I'm a naturopathic doctor, which is a love, you know, the health and nutrition is a love I've had forever because I've always seen it work. And it started when I was a small kid, and I got the urinary tract infections, and the doctor said, before prescribing anything, he's like, is she eating a lot of sugars? Is she drinking a lot of sodas? And questions like that. And so it started for me as seeds that were planted when I was very young. And it just kind of moved into my adulthood, and now I take it to all of my clients. I take it to anybody who asks, and it's the only thing that I can see. I can't see if somebody has a cancer to do chemotherapy or radiation. I just don't see those things. And, you know, people say, oh, well, it works. I'm cancer-free. I'm this, I'm that. The bottom line is you didn't attack the root problem, and that's what I'm all about, is getting to the root problem. The body is deficient no matter what. If you're sick, your body is deficient, and therefore you get sick. So my thing as a naturopathic doctor is basically to get the body what it needs so it repairs itself. And once
right.
It repairs itself, yeah, all of these things.
She doesn't know about
away.
This product yet. We're just telling her. We're just telling her. And by the way, can you notice a difference in me this morning, Randy?
Well, you definitely have some energy. You're higher energy and chipper, and I can tell that you feel good. You know, and at 70-some years old, you know how many people would love to have what you have?
Try 79, energy? Almost 80.
There you have it.
There you have it. Okay, that's sister number one. Ain't too shabby, right? Okay, sister number two. Beverly Brooke Peterson, Lady Rejuvenator, would you share with our listeners what your journey has been? And at some point I want you to do, I want this program to mostly be about euphoria, but I also want you to mention Thrive HGH and Somaderm, because I think part of my spectacular results may have to do with the fact that I've been taking those products, the Thrive HGH, for 4 years now, I think, something like that.
Three
years. She keeps track of my records. Like Ron keeps track of things. I got Beverly over here who knows. So for 3 years, and I've got, and I've been doing what Somaderm for maybe less than a year, probably.
Yes.
So would you?
Yes, I will. I think it's very interesting. I'm 77, and so Val and I have a lot of things. And I was born prematurely, and also I was born prematurely. There was a lung issue going on with me. And back in those days, they had no results. My family was from the Texas, New Mexico area. We actually migrated to Los Alamos, New Mexico. So we had a lot of radiation issues going on. In fact, everyone in my family, my adult aunts, uncles, mother and father have all died from radiation-related diseases. So I have been a searcher since I was a child because I've always had lung issues, and I am still working on them at this point. It's been a relentless search to find something that would literally heal my lungs. When I was out in Florida for 15 years and the roof was torn off the house, we had black mold, which exacerbated everything. So I've been in quite a spiral. I went to Florida because I wanted to become a raw food chef and find out another level of nutrition. And Shannon, I would have become a naturopathic doctor if I had been able to go into that particular route, because I've been working with naturopathic doctors for the last 3 decades. But What I have discovered is that trying to find the nutrition that fit my body has been a real challenge for me. And literally just a couple of weeks ago, I found the Euphoria. One of the people I had worked with in another nutrition company had started this company. October would be a year. And I was not following him really, but I started seeing him on Facebook, and he looked like a younger version of himself, like his son. And I watched him for a few weeks, and then I started looking at the product and looked at the science about it. And then I talked to one of the people that works with him, who was at the very, very top of the company. I said, tell me, is this real? What the heck is going on? Because I've had so many tries with nutrition. You know, this is the silver bullet. Well, this one is. And what I discovered here is that with Euphoria, they do a DNA test, a swab, and then after your test results are established, the Euphoria intellectual software starts pairing you to your Euphoria DNA results. And what they find is the deficiencies that your body has, and they start feeding those deficiencies. Shannon, that's what I've been looking for all my life. So
that's wonderful.
I found it. I can't even believe it.
Well,
I've been on it probably only 4 days longer than Val has. So I don't even have my stuff yet, but I'll be having it in the next week. And so what happened
Let me just interrupt you for a moment, Beverly, because this is really funny. 2 weeks before this, I'm at my cabinet. You know, Randy, I take everything, right?
Yeah,
I spend like maybe $600 or $700 a month on supplements of some sort. And by the way, I'm staying with the Thrive HDH and the Somaderm because they actually work with the pituitary. And I figure throwing it all up against the wall, I just want to see how fast it's going to all turn around. But I looked into this cabinet with all the stuff I have from all these different products, and I said, please, dear Lord, give me something that is a single thing that I can take that takes care of all of this. And she called up a week later.
Well,
so this is dear God over here. It's just answering.
I have to swear that that's my prayer to you, because I had the same cabinet or probably 4 cabinets filled with stuff. And, you know, what to take. And
yeah, how much?
Everything.
And just how much to take, too.
On and on. It's like, you know, I'm just, bleh, you know, and I just, like, throw it all out. Well, what happened is I got it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll just try it, all right? Well, Val just said she had some results in the first 3 days. Same thing happened with me. And I'm going, what? I am up and cleaning house. I mean, scrubbing windows and floors and, you know, working.
How long have it been since you scrubbed a window, okay? Seriously, how long since you scrubbed a window?
5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was, not that I was bedridden, but I was pretty damn close to it. I had just been diagnosed by the local doctors with both strep and MRSA.
What is MRSA?
I've been on. Oh, it's nasty. Shannon can probably tell you about it. It's found in hospitals, and I didn't like to go to hospitals, but I had to go in May on my birthday, May 22nd. My breathing was really, really compromised, and my levels of oxygen were in the very, very low 80s and in the high 70s, which means I was not getting oxygen in. So they rushed me to emergency, and it was in the hospital while they did tests for me, and and actually got my lungs back again so I could start breathing. Well, they didn't even discover, you know, finally I made them take some swabs and other tests after a couple of months, and because they kept putting me on different antibiotics, and they discovered that I had strep throat. And I kept telling it was my throat that was hurting. My chest, of course, and my throat, too. Anyhow, I finally got that. I've been on antibiotics since May, and I just don't do antibiotics before. So I was literally on my knees, too, Val, last month, and I said, God,
I thought I saw
this
you.
Is done. Can't do this anymore. What the heck do you want me to do? And that's when this, you know, video started showing up on my YouTube. And, I mean, on Facebook, his YouTube, and I'm going, God, what's happening? He looks so amazing. I can't believe it. And I started listening, and then I started looking at the science. So the story is pretty amazing. Now, I'm still on the cult pre-trition, and basically what it is, it's a formula to prep your body for your very own nutrition. And basically it starts regrowing your telomeres. That's part of it, but it also is a gentle cleanse. I was
we have
even
to tell her, stop. You just stepped over the grandest conversation of all time, what the telomere is and what it does, because when your telomere shrinks, after it shrunk sufficiently, you're dead.
So yep. Mine were pretty shrunk, I guess. And then
the first two days,
obviously something started unshrinking because my energy went off the charts. Now, I'm up and down a little bit, up and down. I still don't have my own supplements, and they will be here next week. But I have been more up than down in the last month than I have been in probably 5 to 7 years. Very, very, very exciting.
And this is the start. This is just the start.
This is just the cleanse.
And also, I want to put in I don't want to call it a disclaimer, Beverly, but you and I both... No, we both eat pretty well. We do cleanses and things like that. So if somebody's been sitting there and you've been living at Jack in the Box, it may take you 2 weeks.
You know what? I have no idea what it's... I think it's really important to say this. Everybody is so different that it's going to take them what it's going to take them. And
yeah.
In my particular case, and in your particular case, since we have been on a fairly reasonable lifestyle, it only took a couple of days to start making some major results. But everybody's different, and that's what this whole nutrition is about. It's you. It's about you and your own nutrition, and that's what your DNA does. It actually goes in, you know, they call it a SNP, S-N-P, or they call it a SNP, and it's a single nucleotide polymorphism, and it's the most common type of genetic variation among people. I know, that's what it's called. That's just the science. And each SNP represents a substitution of a single DNA building block that is something that's happening in your own body. And they find those through their proprietary system, which is 24 years of science that they've been working with. And they discover what your deficiency is and start feeding it with plant-based, 100% peer-reviewed nutrition. And, you know, what my body needs. And one of the things that I saw with mine is that my body does not know what to do with B12.
Let me go back real quick before you get into that, you know, so that people can understand the telomeres a little bit better.
Please, yeah, you talk about that, please.
Okay, so each time a cell divides, the telomeres get shorter. And when they get too short, the cell can't divide any longer, and it becomes inactive or it dies. It's another way of saying it. And that shortening process is associated with the aging, with cancers, they're saying, and a higher risk of death. So you need to keep the telomeres healthy. So what you're saying, what you're doing is doing just that. It's protecting the telomeres.
It's also regrowing them, Randy.
Those are the ends of the chromosome. What's that?
It's also regrowing them. When the telomeres start to shrink, this product is actually regrowing the telomeres.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's so bloody amazing about it. And I just want to tell you a really little quick story about the day before yesterday. The day before yesterday, I went to the doctor. I have arthritis. I go to the doctor first to I tell him I want him to rebuild me. So I'm already on this stuff and I'm feeling sassy. I hadn't seen the guy in a while. Then I go to my physical therapy. Mind you, this is 2 days into this. I've been working with arthritis in my I've got arthritis all over, but in particular, my left foot was swelling, and I couldn't stand up straight, and I actually lost 2 inches, Randy. I don't think you know that, because my left leg was buckled, and I couldn't straighten it out. So I have the arthritis in my left leg, and my left leg is buckled by about 2 inches. Well, the physical therapist had gotten me so I was about 2 inches taller again, by the way, and we were lamenting the week before about how stiff the ankle was remaining when she starts manipulating the ankle, and she says, you're going to be so happy about this, okay, because the arthritis in your ankle has begun to break up. And she was breaking it up and then taping my leg. Well, it wasn't breaking up before. I can't say, you know, when you get excited about things, you make everything part of it. You know what I mean? So I didn't know. I want to see what happens, because I'm going to the physical therapist again on Monday, okay? But I'm betting that my left ankle is better. Anyway, I do all of this stuff, and after I go to the doctors, I have to get a prescription. And I'm waiting for the prescriptions, but I promised I'd call Beverly from the house before 4 o'clock. So I drove home, like 45 minutes through traffic, called Beverly, and then I needed to get something to the post office. Now, and I did. I got the thing to the post office, and normally that'd be the end of my day, because I'd be too tired, and I would have been exhausted but proud of myself for having done it. I didn't. I hopped back in the car again, drove through rush hour traffic, went back to Santa Monica, picked up my prescription, and wondered if I should eat dinner in town or go home, came home and cleaned house. That's not normal for me. It's normal for me to do that, to break it up and do something the next day. To say, okay, you really put out yourself out today. Just get up in the morning and blah, 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 blah. I'm a different person, and I'm not a different person because my personality is my personality, which you'll discover more of. What's different is that I have energy. What's different is my emotional health is different, and I don't think it has to do with anything other than energy, guys, seriously. Like, I'm not interested in discussing what didn't work in the past unless it leads to what I could create in the future. But I feel I'm more in touch with the present moment, and I don't know how that product does that, Beverly, but it's done it with me, and I'm sure it would do it with other people.
Well, the other thing I did was look at pages and pages of reviews of different people's testimonials. And I read about 10 of them with lung issues. And I went, well, if it's working for them, I will try it.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll try it. And again, I was just simply in a mode of trying. When I called you, I said, look, I'm trying something. I want you to look at it. It's your birthday. Let me help you out and get some. So it's basically 100 different raw foods, superfoods, prebiotics, enzymes, and vitamins and minerals. But that's the pre-stuff, and it actually starts setting your body up to get healthier. And I'm so excited that next week my personally designed nutrition will be here. And it in the 19 SNPs that they look at, every one of them had a deficiency that had to do with my lungs. And I thought,
wow,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And it also shows that if it comes from your heritage. And I had 4 of them that comes directly from my mother and my father in my DNA. And most of my mother's family died from lung issues.
Huh.
And I thought, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So now my brother doesn't have it, but I've got it.
Well, it'd be genetically passed on.
Genetically.
What
and my sister
diet
died from
before?
Pneumonia.
I'm curious what your diet was before. Has your diet changed at all? I know you're adding this, but because telomeres, the process of, you know, protecting them can happen through a diet full of really healthy fats
and lots of vegetables. So healthy fats. Yeah. What are those? Avocados, cheese.
Avocados and nuts and all that. I have been from a raw foods back to the standard American diet, but mostly a lot of vegetables, avocados. That's been my diet primarily. But
so what is in the ingredients of what it is that you're taking now? Do you know?
Well, it's 100 different. You can look at it up, just Euphoria Science, and you'll see. It's 100 different raw vegan nutrition. It starts with AC11, you know, ASEA juice powder, going all the way down to zinc, wolfberry, goji berry, et cetera. It goes all, it's over 100 ingredients that's in there. But it's out of those 100 ingredients, it chooses exactly the ones and exactly the amount of the ones that my body needs for my
That's what's so amazing.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is how we feel before we've been matched. We've just been given the basic ingredients that they believe everybody needs. And by the way, I do want to make a comment on I threw everything away, because I was thinking of that, tell you. But I like pendulums. So I went over everything I had with a pendulum, and it told me to keep the Thrive HDH and the Somaderm for a while, and I can't remember what the other thing was. Mm. But I'm down from like 30 things to like 5. That's
basically,
amazing, because this is actually going to cost me less money a month, by the way. Mm-hmm. Even though it sounded expensive to me at the time, it's going to cost me less money a month than it cost me to maintain all that other stuff.
Yeah, so what's going on for me right now, and I'm still in the, I'm looking at this myself, because as you can hear, I'm still having breathing issues. But I have to tell you, this time in the morning, I'm in California, I would not be able to speak. A week, 2 weeks ago, I would not be able to speak to you.
No.
I would be choking and coughing and just really would not be able to speak. But things have changed completely. What's coming out of my lungs is absolutely incredible.
You don't have to describe it, I don't think.
I just believe the black mold, that whatever damage has been done to my lungs, I believe is being repaired. So that's kind of my story. I am a seeker. I have found something that is very, very exciting for me. And my husband, who had a heart attack, a stroke, is also starting on it. He's got the pre stuff. He's had bad breath so bad all of his life that it's been really embarrassing. That stopped on day two.
On day two?
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
You know, whatever it is, just working on him. You know, everybody's got something unique to them. But whatever it is, just working on him has changed dramatically. And that's what I noticed about him at this point, that his bad breath has stopped. You know.
Well, I want you to know that I decided that I was going to clean up a lot of bills that I had. Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks that, you know, if you're on the radio or you're on television or whatever, you're rich. I am sometimes. I am quite rich sometimes. Other times I am not. Fortunately, I had a bunch of jewelry, family jewelry, in my jewelry box. And I went to the jewelry box, and I said, you know, I'm complaining about all of these bills, and I've got some good jewelry here. I should just pawn this stuff. So I went and I looked to find out what the best pawn shop was in Santa Monica, which is where I grew up as a kid, Santa Monica, California. And it was on 4th and Broadway. So I went over to 4th and Broadway with the family jewels, so to speak. And I was in a really good mood, because I realized that I had these things of value that I was holding because they were valuable, but they weren't really doing me any good. And I was being pressured by all these unusual bills showed up that I had to take care of, and they were mine to take care of. And I had some old bills that I had been making small payments on for a long time. So I take my jewelry, I go into, quote, the best jewelry shop, or the best loan shop in Santa Monica, and I find out that this was actually, as a, this was a, as a child, I lived on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica, and I would walk up Santa Monica Boulevard, and I would go to Angelo's Pawn Shop, and I would either look inside because it had so many interesting things, or I would stand and look in the window and see what they were getting. And then I would go to the movies, to the Majestic Theater by an Zabba bar, and sit through a triple feature. And then I go over to the magic store and spend my 25 cents on magic tricks. Well, funnily enough, it turned out that this was the 70 years later, this was the pawn shop that had moved over to Broadway. And so when I went in there to talk to Debbie, who was just an amazing human being, by the way. I mean, people that are into pawn, it's actually cheaper than credit cards, folks. Whatever you think about pawn shops, if you've got the best one, it is actually going to save you money. And I actually feel as though all my jewelry is actually safe, because I have been worried about different things happening here between earthquakes and storms and things of that nature. And now my jewelry is safe. I got $5,000 from them for my stuff. I have 4 months to pick it up in. And I've got some projects going, so I know that's not an issue. But the whole thing is that I actually was able to do that and let go and change my life. Also, my son went through some serious stuff this week, and we almost lost him. And I was steady as a rock. And I believe that that has to do with energy. I think that a lot of people are suffering and don't know what to do and things of that nature because we don't have enough energy to do that. Or we sell out on something that's energetic. I'm amazed at my own mental health. I'm not interested in arguing with people about stuff. I have my approach has changed, and I don't think it's because I'm so fabulous or terrific. I think it's because I have energy. I have energy to actually do and say what I want, and to not. I have confidence. That was the word I was looking for, Beth. Randy, I have more confidence. And I think confidence has to do with how much energy you have. When you ran, when you were triathlete, was your, I'm thinking your confidence was higher.
Completely. When I go to the gym, I take my nutrition and I get lots of sleep. I mean, I feel like I can take the world on.
Exactly. That's energy.
Yeah, I was, late to the radio bridge this morning because I had a very early morning meeting, and I was standing next to somebody who was my exact same age, and we happened to pass by a mirror at the same exact time, and they said, "My God, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, it's all my health and nutrition. As a matter of fact, here," and I gave them 6 pills, and those were the HGH Youth Complex that I've told you about. We've talked about it on air. And, it's very much like one of the products you take. I think it's you take Thrive HGH. I take a Youngevity product, which you represent both, actually.
Yes.
And I represent Youngevity.
Stop. Because you did exactly what Beverly did. Stepped over something. Your HGH product that you're taking, and by the way, Youngevity has great products, too. The HGH product is actually rebuilding her pituitary gland.
Yeah, basically when we were little kids, we could play, never have any aches or pains. Our body was generating just youthfulness, and everybody always talks about it, youth in a bottle. If I could just capture what they have. Is the body, as we age, it starts to slow down on making certain things, and the youth complex is called an HGH precursor. So I'm not taking human growth hormone. I'm taking the things that the body was creating when we were younger so that it does its job. Basically, what I take is something that says, "Hey, body, do what you're supposed to do."
Yeah, it actually says, "Hey, pituitary, do what you're supposed to do."
And then
make it specific, because it's brilliant what this stuff is doing. It's actually targeting. Your product is targeting the pituitary gland, which, by the way, starts to decline when you're 25 years old. And by the time you're 80 or 65 or whatever, if you're crawling around in the dirt, that is because your pituitary isn't functioning properly, okay? Or it is functioning the way it normally functions. It decreases. So what Randy's talking about is she says, hey, I'm taking this stuff. My pituitary ain't going anywhere. It's going to keep operating.
Keep doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's a mix of 9 amino acids, chelated minerals, meaning that they can stick together and they all work in a synergistic fashion. And then it's got 5 anti-aging amino acids, and those are stacked. Basically kind of the same thing. It's got L-lysine, L-arginine. It's got other things that most people had never heard of or could even say, tyrosine, L-glucamine. And they all work synergistically, and that's what I love about it. Zinc, copper is in there. You know, you need copper to maintain the color of your hair. Every single friend I have colors their hair and has been doing it. I'm 51. They've been doing it for 20, maybe 30 years. Sometimes some of them a little bit less. But they all color their hair. And
they're going to have to be careful. They're going to have to be very careful, because if you happen to like white hair, which, by the way, one person that I know does, she won't take this stuff because it would make her hair have color.
Oh, yeah. See, if you want, if you want to be gray. An earlier premature gray is a sign of deficiency. Your body is actually missing the copper. You're losing the color because of lack of copper. Well, if you just go buy a bottle of copper at, you know, GNC or whatever, that alone is not going to do it for you. It needs to be in a nice little mix of things. A brew.
You can see her over the brew, over the pot, stirring the pot of the brew.
Hey, Gallon,
and that's the mineral.
I want to break in here just 1 second. I have to leave in 3 minutes.
Oh my God!
And I just wanted.
Oh my God!
I have another appointment. I'd like to have another conversation in 3 months, and talk about the total results at that point.
But you're not going to wait 3 months.
What Jen is talking about is 100% correct. And what we have just found is something that's going to give me, and maybe you too, Val, sounds like it, whoever tries it, exact nutrition that the body needs. So I need to run right now, and I would like to have another conversation in 3 months talk about the results.
You're going to have it sooner than that, okay? Mm-hmm. 3 months is way too long. By 3 months, I could be, you know, climbing mountains in Ethiopia or something.
I think we could do like a 30, 60, 90 day with you, Beverly.
Oh, I think that's
a good one.
3 months is too far. Seriously.
Okay. Let's do 30
days. This is
4 days
right now.
Okay. Let's do a month from now, and we can go from there, okay? But I do have to run right now. Okay?
So let people know how they can get a hold of you.
Ooh, you can BeverlyBrooke44@gmail.com is probably the best one. And Brooke is spelled with an E, B-R-O-O-K-E. BeverlyBrooke44@gmail.com. Okay, ladies, wonderful talking.
Let her know you heard her on Waking Up in America.
Talk with you later.
Excellent.
Bye now.
Have a wonderful weekend, Beverly.
So now that we've got the healthy stuff out of the way...
What's
we've
going
got
on
energy.
In the world?
I went to the Reagan Library yesterday.
Ooh,
okay.
Interesting.
To see the Da Vinci exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Have you seen Da Vinci's work?
Of course I've seen some.
Well,
sure,
you've seen drawings, but they actually back in the 1980s they actually made copies. They took his. I can't think of the name of it. It's a name I should remember and I don't. Okay, but. He had a whole notebook. Actually, Bill Gates bought it, and it's in a museum somewhere. Okay, but it's a notebook of all of his drawings. And his drawings, what he was mostly interested in was war machines. Interestingly enough, besides that, you know, for people that don't know, he's the guy that painted The Last Supper, and he's also the guy that did the Sistine Chapel with the fingers touching. That's Leonardo da Vinci, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A funny story on the side, Randy, when I was at the Louvre in Paris, I came across, he lived to be 70 years old, and he was just totally prolific. And he carved these slaves that were actually catacomb supports. So you have these incredible bodies, and then they fade into a support in the ceiling where they're holding up the ceiling to support this underground tunnel. Well, the legs were so, I can't think of another word other than attractive, that of course it said in French, do not touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help myself. I clamped myself around one of the legs, and I just was lying on it, holding it. And the museum guards came over, and I told them that I didn't speak French, so I could get another 30 seconds on the leg. It's that profound, okay?
Yeah.
I've seen the Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, it's nice, but the legs...
You know that
and
she
the,
was a real person. She actually... Yeah.
Yeah,
she died at age 63. He died of a stroke. Did you know that?
Oh, really? How did you? So you do know a bit about Da Vinci. But what was really interesting yesterday was this book that I can't think of the name of that Bill Gates bought actually had all the drawings for things like things that never existed, a car. He was imitating a bat to complete plane, to, like a plane. Flapping wings. He invented an organ. The concept of an organ had never existed before. He invented musical instruments that looked like bamboo that you cranked and then they made sounds. And he didn't even make a lot of this stuff himself. He made the drawings because he didn't actually have the technology to be able to make it. So in the 1980s, a group of people actually started replicating the drawings. Oh, my God, Randy, if this thing comes to town, you have to see it. If it comes
what was
to anything.
What was the thing called? What was the...
It was just the Da Vinci Show at the Ronald Reagan Museum.
Wow, I'm definitely going to go see that when it comes, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, for sure you do, because it's bloody mind-blowing. Okay, even as part of this story, okay, which I'll end with it, but I was... To go see this exhibit, you actually have to go through the Ronald Reagan Museum with Nancy Reagan and the whole thing. And they lived in an America you wanted to live in, Randy. These people, you remember when we had Lon Gibby on the show?
Yes.
Okay, so Lon Gibby is friends with Leo Wanta, and Leo Wanta lent a whole lot of money to Ronald Reagan, and the reason that he did was that he wanted to take down the Berlin Wall.
Okay.
And so basically, Leo Wanta gave Ronald Reagan the money to take down the Berlin Wall and offer Russia a big prize for if they would do it, and they did it. They took the money, and they took down the wall. So one of the things you see at the museum is the Berlin Wall, and it's really interesting. You see all kinds of stuff about these people. They even have a hologram, I think that's the right word for it, where you actually see a full-size picture, not a picture, moving Ronald Reagan with his dog talking about America, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. This guy was an actor. He was GE Theater. He was the head of the Screen Actors Guild. I actually attended his... he was in state at the Ronald Reagan Museum. I actually went as a member of the press. I think it was 2004, I'm thinking, something like that, when he passed. You know, that's about right. I saw Margaret Thatcher show up. I mean, it was a big, wonderful thing. I met Wayne Gretzky. It was just so, like, all these different people were there. Mickey Rooney was there with his wife and son. He drew every variety of person that you could imagine. And then when we were in the press area, the people from that had worked in his White House came. And they said that what he did was he always looked for the positive, and he gave America hope, and he was very patriotic. And when the press loves to give people a bad time, and they were giving Nancy Reagan a bad time because she was always so beautifully dressed. You know, was she spending government money on clothes or whatever? You know what they do, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she does a presentation, I think it's at the press dinner, I'm not sure which, and she goes to a secondhand store and buys clothes. And then she goes and sings to the press, secondhand rose and secondhand clothes. They just had a sense of humor. Ronald Reagan knew the name of every one of his staff members, and not only that, he knew the name of their wife and children. There was the, you probably, if you heard about the president with jelly beans, this is the president with jelly beans. So the next time you come out here, and you're going to have to come out here again, because I want to take you to the Ronald Reagan Museum. If you don't cry,
I have to go.
If you don't cry, Randy, because it's, you and I love America. I mean, it's, I'm misty right now about how much I know you and I love America. This is the America you love.
Mm-hmm.
This is before it got all crazy. I'm not saying there weren't problems. There were definitely issues. Stuff was definitely happening. But the people weren't crazy like they are now. They weren't. The press wasn't. There wasn't so much distortion going on. There weren't so many crazy people around. I mean, before the show this morning, I was actually watching Omar trying to take down a woman in Congress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't doing that then. Other things were happening. I'm not saying it was a perfect America, but it was America you were proud of. So I want to take you.
You know that I've ridden a bike across the state of Iowa. I have participated three times in an event called Brag Bri, where you ride across the state in 6 days. It's very brutal. The heat is brutal. You get storms. You have to ride through all of it. There's no breaks. You just go. And
you don't. What
really
do you do to pee? What happens when you have to pee?
There's cornfields all along the way, and every time you hit a town, you can go.
Oh, well, you said you couldn't stop it. I thought, did you have a bottle taped to your leg?
Okay, so you actually, you know, it's a mapped out area, and you'll hit a town. Sometimes it can be 20 miles. Sometimes it can be 8 miles. It varies. It can be more. And they map it so that you're hitting these towns and you can get water and food, you can get your sustenance, you can use their bathrooms. They always bring in porta-potties by the thousands, by the way, because there's thousands of these bikers that join in on the six-day deal. And it's always the third week of July, every year, third week of July without fail. And every single time that I would ride into a town without fail, I've done it three times now, every time I would ride into a town, and they always had a gigantic flag draped from one side of the road to the other. They come out and they welcome you with all, you know, and they sit in their lawn chairs, and the mayors come out, and the choirs will sing, and the firefighters always have their pancake breakfast fundraisers or whatever, depending on what time you're riding through their town. And the churches have spaghetti dinners, and just everyone comes together. And I cannot describe that feeling.
Yeah,
you have
that's
to
exactly it.
And
that's
I was
exactly
literally
it.
Moved to tears. I'm like, because these are the tiniest of little towns. They're just blink towns. You blink. If you blinked as you're driving by, you missed it. You never spent 1 second in these kinds of towns. And this is America. That is America. And I'm riding in there. Was emotional for me over and over and over again.
Yes.
Because I was like, this is what America is. These
totally,
are
totally,
American.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
You know, what you're reminding me of is the Pacific Palisades 4th of July party. And that's something. I haven't run in the 5K run for, would be 7 years now, Randy, because I didn't have the energy. My goal is to run in the 5K run at 80 next year.
Wow, that'd be great.
Okay? And I think I can do it. But what happened was when this whole mess started getting, you know, really ugly, and it was 7 years ago when I was aware of it, they always start off by singing the Star-Spangled Banner and Land of the Free.
Mm-hmm.
7,000 people were crying because they didn't feel free.
Right, and that's the thing. I think that's why it's so overwhelming, even when you go into these little towns. It's like, because there is corruption absolutely trying to destroy our nation and bring it to its knees. I like Donald Trump. I'm not pointing him. I like many of our military that are standing up that, you know, under Obama's administration were definitely getting railroaded and using the three-letter agencies against the people. I mean, this is tyranny, and it comes in so quietly that people don't pay attention. And there's a really good commercial
by Maserati, and it was a Super Bowl commercial several years ago. If you just look up, I mean, I hate to use these keywords because people won't go for it, but if you go on YouTube and you type in Maserati Illuminati, that's all you have to type in. The commercial will pop up, and it says, "We wait till they're sleeping, and then we strike." And that year, that word strike was used multiple times. And it basically says, we wait till they sleep. We wait till they slumber. We fatten them up. And then we strike. And it was just like,
are you kidding?
My God, no, I swear it. Look it up.
That is criminal.
On YouTube.
And you know, that's really funny. Because I didn't want to buy a Maserati. I looked at them. They're beautiful cars. But when I looked at the insignia of the Maserati, I said, I bet this is an Illuminati company.
What was it, like the pitchfork? Yeah, and it was
all of a sudden. All of a sudden is when I looked at the car. It's beautiful. I look at this car, and all of a sudden when I see this symbol, my hair on my arms stand up.
Yes. Well, that commercial will do the same because it starts out very creepy. It's very eerie. The sound is eerie, and it is completely intentional. It is intentional, and that is what has happened to America and Americans. Fluoride in the water makes you docile. It turns you into a sleepy person. They put things in our food. The food supply is destroyed with genetically modified. So,
try McDonald's french fries made out of potatoes that are absolutely so filled with McDonald's wants their french fries to be long, okay? So they put the potatoes through this whole process that after they pick the potatoes, Randy, they can't even be around them for a day or two because they're so toxic. So there's just all kinds of places that you need to pay attention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can eat you can eat the french fries at the Ronald Reagan Library, and I did. I had a meatloaf sandwich because that's what the president used to like. I felt so close to American values yesterday, real American values.
Yeah.
And you're talking about that, too, on this ride. And I'm crying right now, but I'm crying for American values and for the fact that we do have them. Now we have to stand for them, and we have to have the energy to stand for them and say, no, you don't get to get away with that.
Yep, that's true. By the way, it's Maserati Illuminati Super Bowl. You got to add that to it. It's the Maserati Super Bowl commercial. I see this one guy has it, Robert Klein, 77 views. I don't know how else to tell people to look it up. Commercial, type in the word conspiracy, and all of that should absolutely work.
When Barbara and George Bush Sr. showed up at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, I turned it off.
Right.
I turned off the television. I couldn't stand that these people were being honored.
Yeah.
So you don't have to. We don't have to worry about this, seriously, in a sense. If we take back our energy, they don't stand a chance. So look at all the different ways you can take your energy back. You know, we're in the last 2 minutes of the show, Randy. Is there any closing things? Because, you know, it takes me like a minute to do the closing credits.
I just want everybody to have a great weekend and wake up, like filter your water so you're not getting the fluoride. I know it's a funny thing to say, but, you know, get the fluoride out of your system and watch how much more alive you come. And if you want minerals or good things, then reach out to Val, reach out to me, and we can help you, get you back on track. As Beverly said, repair the DNA. I just say repair the body.
Great.
We offer the telemeres as well in various
Perfect.
Forms. So have a super weekend.
Click on live shows and archives at our website, wakingupinamerica.com. Please download any of our past shows from this site and share them. Spread the word, folks. We're available. We're not charging you for this. And in case you wonder, I've put over $300,000 into this radio program over the last 32 years. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, CodingCompany.com, Happily200.com, RandyShannon.com, TheBodyCan.com, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. Don Miguel Ruiz, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., Mark Spitz, Bob Stone, Misty May, Clint Curtis, C.W. Wright, James Timothy Turner, Bruce McGill, Gail Ellen, C.W. Oh, I put him in there twice. I must like him a lot. J.J. Version, Robert Kiyosaki, Anna Von Reitz, Dr. James Murphy, William Orange of the Commodores, John Denver, Dr. Joe Wallach, Jonathan Robinson, Alice Weaver Billings, Sheriff Richard Mack, love that guy. They stand for the Constitution, by the way. Tippi Hedren, Cash, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Gotham Chopra, Wolfgang Holbig, Ed Asner, William P. Dunn, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Sartorius Masurius, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, Lonnie Hogan Miller.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is open.